If you have a premenopausal or perimenopausal lady, many of them become amenorrheic with chemotherapy, and then you're faced with, are they truly menopausal, or and can you use an aromatase inhibitor? And as you're extending the duration of hormone therapy to now 10 years, when can you safely switch them? How do you interpret the lab data as far as menopause?
That's the big question in this situation. I think from my point of view, the patients who undergo chemotherapy-induced menopause who are in their 30s and 40s, we've all seen a lot of those people start menstruating, even if 2 or 3 months after the chemotherapy you've done, you know, FSH and estradiol level and they appear to be postmenopausal. So I have treated some of those people with an aromatase inhibitor and then really regretted it, because when they start menstruating, you don't know how long it's been. You've assumed that they've suppressed ovarian function. And you may have gone through the first couple of years without really giving them effective endocrine therapy. So from my point of view, for patients like that, those are the ideal patients for the switching strategy, where you start them on tamoxifen, you watch them for a couple of years, and at that point, if someone has not had any menstrual activity and you've, for instance, perhaps in some cases, rechecked their endocrine status with blood test, then at that point, I think it's very unlikely that they're going to start menstruating. And so the reassuring thing about the switching study is that it suggests that you don't really pay a price, that you don't need to feel that you absolutely have to start an aromatase inhibitor in such a patient. And so from my point of view, the results, that's reassuring that those patients don't really lose out by starting on tamoxifen.